This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police say four people were killed in a bank shooting Monday morning, along with the shooter, in the southeast U.S. state of Kentucky's largest city, Louisville. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Louisville police say the shooter was inside the Old National Bank when he exchanged gunfire with them. An emotional governor, Andy Beshear, says he banks there. This is awful.
I have a very close friend that didn't make it today. And I have another close friend who didn't either, and one who's at the hospital.
Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey says it's unclear if police killed the shooter or he took his own life, but it was a lone shooter and an isolated incident having to do with the bank. The mayor saying the community will support each other and work to end gun violence. This is the 15th mass killing in the country this year. I'm Julie Walker.
The Russian-installed head of the Moscow-controlled part of Ukraine's Donetsk region said on Monday Russian forces controlled more than 75% of the besieged city of Bakhmut. The battle for Bakhmut has been one of the bloodiest of the 13-month conflict, drawing comparisons with World War I due to massive casualties on both sides. Moscow-installed regional leader Denis Pushilin published footage of him on Telegram purportedly visiting the small mining city where battles have raged since last summer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has retracted his decision to fire his defense minister over criticism of the government's contentious plans to overhaul the judiciary. In a televised speech Monday, Netanyahu said that Yoav Gallant is staying in his post. Netanyahu announced late last month that Gallant was fired. The decision set off a wave of mass protests and a general strike that threatened to paralyze the country. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Food Agency says it urgently needs $800 million U.S. dollars for the next 6 months to help Afghanistan, which is at the highest risk of famine in a quarter of a century, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The World Food Programme says its Afghan operations remain severely underfunded, with $249 million reported to be confirmed for 2023. Now that's just around one-third of the amount received for the same period last year. Officials say $800 million is the figure needed for the next 6 months in all to continue providing assistance to people in need across the country, adding catastrophic hunger knocks on Afghanistan's doors, and unless humanitarian support is sustained, hundreds of thousands more Afghans will need assistance to survive. I'm Charles de la Desma.
One of the two black Democrats who were expelled last week from the Republican-led state house in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee has been reinstated. Nashville's governing council voted Monday to send Justin Jones straight back to the legislature. The council vote returns Jones to the Capitol after just 4 days. Republicans banished the two over their role in gun control protests on the House floor in the aftermath of a deadly school shooting. The other lawmaker, Justin Pearson, could be reappointed Wednesday. Even an annual White House tradition was not immune from presidential politics the Monday morning after Easter. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Welcome to the White House, your house.
Before greeting the thousands assembled here for the Easter egg roll, President Biden said he looks forward to taking part in three or four more, maybe five. But he told NBC's Today Show while he plans on running for re-election, he's not ready to announce it yet. From there, it was on to the festivities.
Brown bear, who do you see?
First Lady Jill Biden read to kids in a reading nook, one of several stations set up on the South Lawn as part of her education theme. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Justice Department is calling a Texas court ruling that would halt approval of the most commonly used method of abortion in the U.S., quote, extraordinary and unprecedented, as the government asks a federal appeals court to put the decision on hold. The request to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was filed just days after conflicting court rulings over the legality of the abortion medication mifepristone put in doubt access to the drug that has been widely available for more than 20 years. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.